The Inconvenient Truth About Change, Part 1. Change is everywhere. It influences everything. And while we may welcome a change in the season, in the scenery, or a new relationship, it's often spoken about as a negative, especially when it comes to work. All this change is too much. It's all changing too fast. I'm sick and tired of all this change. Change, especially organisational change, has developed a bit of a bad reputation. Change management is talked about as a challenge. Many say it's hard, but that doesn't mean we have to expect it to be that way. The problem with expectations is we seek then to confirm them. If we expect a change initiative to fail, that automatically increases the risk of that self-fulfilling prophecy. Our negativity bias can also skew how we interpret our results, because we then see success as a fluke and failure as proof of difficulty. Which is why it's time for a reframe of how we look at change, because change is the lifeblood of innovation, providing the DNA for our very future. Change is evolution at work. It is a constant. It is about people, which is why the problem isn't with change itself, but with our perceptions, beliefs, and behaviours. We fear change. Imposed change is perceived as a threat by the brain. Our internal radar continually scans the environment, seeking to identify anything new or different on our mental horizons. In that moment, the brain has to quickly determine whether this puts you in a place of potential danger or not. And because the brain's primary objective is to keep you safe, the default setting is to assume danger first and fill in the details later. This evolutionary response suited very well at the time when we were at risk of becoming a saber-toothed tiger's mid-morning snack, and remains in use today when dealing with those predatory events such as road rage, getting ready for a performance review, or dealing with a toxic work colleague. Change induces a state of fear and uncertainty, and it is the latter that makes us so uncomfortable. Geopolitical events aside, job insecurity, proposed organisational restructure, read redundancies, and financial concerns keep brains in a state of high alert and skewed towards that negativity bias. It's harder to feel optimistic, enthusiastic, or motivated to put in the effort, time, and energy to make that change work when you're feeling stressed, worried, or just plain tired. Which is why leading change starts by reducing threat, maximising the potential reward the proposed change will bring, and of course, making it as easy as possible to implement. Gird your loins, chaps! The threat of change has arrived at the drawbridge! You may have noticed that how you respond and deal with a proposed change is very much dependent on how you feel at that given moment. If you're expecting it to be tough, that it's going to end up in a fight, you're already geared up to expect hardship and trouble. So looking for ways to reduce the impact of threat include, firstly, to maintain your energy levels. Change fatigue is real. It really does make us feel tired, which is why taking care of your renewable energy sources is so important. Because getting enough sleep means that you are more attentive, creative, and optimistic. Being sufficiently physically active boosts mental performance, enhances resilience, reduces stress. Choosing brain-healthy foods nourishes your mind and will have a significant positive impact on your mood, memory, and cognition. Choose to reframe. Under stress, everything starts to look bigger and uglier. We magnify the size of a problem. Seek to simplify what looks big and complex, because this allows you to reframe how you will approach that change project and provide greater clarity in how you will tackle it. For example, have you ever marvelled at the spectacle of a murmuration of starlings and wondered, how on earth do they do it? Thousands of birds take to the skies in a remarkable fluidity of movement that appears incomprehensibly complex. How do they not collide with each other? Scientists have discovered it's because every individual starling coordinates its movements with its 7 closest neighbours. When you can see how things have been put together, it's then so much easier to find the motivation to get on with the work required. Thirdly, it's time to regulate emotion. Having access to the full spectrum of emotions means we can pick and choose which is most helpful. Regulation comes to play to help lowering the intensity of any given emotion, either positive or negative, because this helps to reduce the risk of an outbreak of emotional contagion. Strong emotions experienced by others affect us, which can result in the potential loss of access to the rational, logical, reasoning part of the brain, the prefrontal cortex. When we're not confronted by threat, it's so much easier to then start to seek the reward that potential change can bring. Reducing threat comes from keeping your energy reserves topped up, changing your perspective of change with a reframe, and reducing stress to manage and manage emotion. In the second part of this blog, we'll then start to examine how reward motivates us to explore and experiment with change, leading to the creation of opportunities for greater change success.